Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering. You know, class, I've been looking forward to this series of lessons from 5 Minute University for well over a week. I'm all excited about it. Kathy is with us in Ohio, and Kathy, my understanding is that you are going to be interviewing me. Is that correct?
Yes, I am, Vince.
I'm all excited about it. Let's see how we do. So, class, I'm on the hot seat, and I'm looking at the call screen, and I have a feeling that we are not going to have time for calls today. So, if you're interested in calling, I think that's wonderful, but please don't today. But if toward the end of the broadcast we have some time for your questions, I will let you know. But please don't call until then, okay? So, Kathy, where would you like to start?
Vince, I think the first thing that I really would like you to explain, because I think it's going to be important for everybody to know, is the voltage problem that you had. Can you explain what happened to you, the symptoms, what your remedies were, and what happens if you don't, and really all the problems and the fixes that you have? I think that that's important, because I believe that if we have this problem and it continues, like you said, we can end up losing electronics, refrigerators, freezers, anything that spike or surge would affect it. So I guess, Vince, that's the part I really would like you to explain. And honestly, Vince, if there's something I don't understand, I'll just ask you again, because I'm going to need it simplified, because I don't understand it the way you do. So if you can go ahead and start, then anything I don't understand, I'll ask, okay?
Sure. Okay, class. So it's going to take a little bit of background to set the stage for this. So we built our farmhouse starting around 2005. And what I wanted to do was make sure that our farmhouse had the best wiring system that could be built, and considering economics. So cost was a consideration. But what's the best way to wire a house to have a perfect household wiring system, better than the standards set forth by the National Electric Code for houses? How could we build it better than that, have lower electromagnetic radiation, have the minimum amount of voltage drop, and have the system last for the entire life of the house without problems? So that being the case, what we did in our house was we started at a central, or at one location, we'll call it a utility area, where the electric breaker panel, the first breaker panel, was installed. 40 spaces. So it has 40 slots for 40 circuit breakers. So that's a pretty big panel, bigger than most. And I decided on using a brand of breaker manufactured by General Electric. And they called theirs, the style of the breaker is called BR. Now that is, so if you go to the big box store and you want to buy a circuit breaker, whether it's Bryant or Square D or General Electric or Murray, you could get breakers to fit this, and they're the least expensive. That doesn't mean they're junky. That means that it's the most popular style, BR, the letter B and the letter R as one word. That style breaker is what we've used. That being the case, when I installed the circuits, the wiring, going from, here's what we did. The house was framed, and so we had studs on the inside walls and the exterior walls. And what we did was my son and I bought hundreds of electrical boxes, those blue ones that you nail on. And we made a measuring stick, and the measuring stick had a line on it that said, up from the floor, this is where the center of the box is going to be. So everything has been standardized. And then we nailed the boxes where we wanted the receptacles and the switches to be. Then we marked the boxes based on the circuit. So, for example, let's say there's a master bedroom, and the master bedroom on the inside of the box with a Sharpie marker was marked MBR, master bedroom. And then let's say the south wall was going to be, the south wall would be tied to the east wall. So the circuits would be for the south, receptacles for the south and the east. It would say MBR, S for south, and E. That would let me know that that is the circuit that supplies electricity for those two walls in the master bedroom. The kitchen would be K1 for the first circuit in the kitchen, K2, K3, K4, etc. So I know where all the wires go, and every circuit breaker is marked with a piece of colored electrical tape so that I can remove it if I want. But it will say K1, K2, DR for dining room, LR, LR1, LR2. So you can do it by location, the direction of the compass, or you can do it by the number of circuits, overhead lighting, like MBR light. So that would be a circuit for the master bedroom light, which is different from the living room light, which is different from the dining room light, those kinds of things. That being said, I know where all the wires go, and I know that they are of sufficient ampacity, it's with an A, to carry the current. So the wiring circuits are typically 15-amp circuits, and the receptacles are 20-amp circuits. All of the wires in the boxes are twisted together, stripped, twisted, and soldered with 6040 rosin core solder. That is so that those connections will not oxidize, and then once they've been twisted and soldered, then I use wire nuts. And then to go to from those twisted and soldered wires to either the switches or the receptacles, I use pigtails, which are soldered in place too. So it's an 8-inch piece of wire, which is soldered with the other wires. My color, whites go to whites, black go to black, neutral go, the ground goes to ground, all soldered. And the idea is the connections will not come apart, and they will have the minimum amount of voltage loss. That being said, I know the wiring in our house is correct. Then what happened was we experienced an anomaly. And I had a whole house uninterruptible power system. What I did was I wired specific rooms. So if I wanted to turn the dining room into an area with a computer and make it a work room, a home-based office, I could do that. So I have a special outlet, orange in color, dedicated just to uninterruptible power. Then I have the same thing in the bedroom. I have the same thing in Mrs. Finelli's sitting room. I have the same thing in two locations of the kitchen. I have the same thing where the router is located. I have all over the house, I have these orange outlets. They're only to be used. The reason I used orange was because I got them for $1 a piece. The receptacles for $1 a piece are normally about $10 or $15 each. They are used as isolated ground receptacles. They are really expensive, but I got them inexpensively, and I use them because Orange designates that you don't plug the vacuum cleaner into that. Okay, it's a special outlet. So only electronics like a flat screen TV or in the studio where the computers are, they're plugged into these outlets, which are fed by a whole house uninterruptible power system. The one that I used was Belkin, and it was a 1,200-watt system. Belkin is not really good. It's just okay. It would be second tier. And the reason is because my top tier is American Power Conversion. And that one, the batteries wore out, and I had this Belkin, so I used the Belkin as a backup. The electricity coming to our house from the grid was deployed because we haven't had sun for about 7 weeks. Actually, going on maybe 8 weeks now. So little sun that our solar system, which could power the whole house, the whole farm, did not generate enough electricity to power the lights or anything else, like the washing machine, the dishwasher, the well pump. So I switched the system to grid power. And that's when I noticed the problem. One day, our whole house uninterruptible power system failed. It shut down. And I went to, and I have some other devices plugged into that whole house UPS, like the clock radio that tells me the time and wakes me up in the morning in case I oversleep by a couple minutes. So that is hooked up to UPS because I don't have to reset the clock every time the power blips. It doesn't go 12 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 12 o'clock like you all see when the power has problems, right? Power goes out for a couple seconds. And I have a couple night lights hooked up to this too. And the idea is if the power fails, we walk around the middle of the night and not bump into things. So it's fairly well thought out. But that whole house UPS system failed. And it failed because the voltage coming into our farm from the grid was 135.7 volts, which is out of spec. The specifications for our power grid in the United States of America is 120 volts. That's perfect. 120 volts is absolutely perfect as a voltage. 60 cycles is perfect as a frequency. We experienced 135.7 volts. Way too much. So the grid tolerance is 120 volts plus or minus 5%. That means that at a low voltage of 114 is the lowest acceptable voltage that the grid should supply at your house. The high would be plus 5%, which would bring it up to 126 volts. So the range is 114 to 126 volts. Anything lower than that is unacceptable. Anything higher than that is unacceptable. If the voltage is too low, electric motors can burn out. What would that be? Well, that'd be if you have a hot air or a forced air heating system, there's an electric motor that moves the air. If you have a hydronic heating system, meaning hot water, you have a pump that moves the water. If you have a refrigerator or a freezer or a washing machine or a dryer or a dishwasher, they all have electric motors. We'll be right back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So Kathy's with us, and she asked me a very interesting question. What happened and why and what are the symptoms and what can we do about it? So I'm going to answer every one of those questions. Kathy, did you want to say something else before I continue?
I did have a question. You said that you soldered your connections so they wouldn't come apart and they wouldn't oxidize. Are most of them soldered, and what would cause them to oxidize if you didn't? Just air?
Yeah, that's right. That's
okay.
Right. So
okay.
the way wiring is done in the United States, typically, modern wiring, starting somewhere around the 1960s, maybe even before that, a little bit before that, the conductors, you might call Romex, that would be a yellow sheathed flat wire with a ground and a white insulated copper wire and a black insulated copper wire. The black and the white would be the conductors of the alternating current. The neutral or the ground wire would be just a bare copper wire inside that the jacket of the Romex. Okay, so when you join wires inside an electrical box, you're joining maybe one copper wire to another copper wire, and in my case I would add a third one to a pigtail. So let's say it this way. So let's say we have a home run from the breaker panel to the first outlet in a room. Well, let's say it's a bedroom, for example. So the way I wired the house is a bedroom has all of the outlets in that bedroom are on one circuit. the next, on the other side of the wall, could be another bedroom, just for example. But that's on a different circuit. So what typically electricians will do is they'll say, well, let's run a circuit over there to the bedrooms, and we'll put all the bedrooms on one circuit. I didn't do that. Every bedroom has a separate circuit, so we would not have voltage drop by the using devices in different rooms, you know, approaching the maximum load of that circuit. So I wanted to make sure that if you're in a room, the only devices that would be powered by that circuit are in that room. There's no devices on the other side of the wall, let's say a heater or a vacuum cleaner or something like that, that could increase the load on that circuit and decrease the voltage. So when I wired each electrical box, let's just call it a receptacle box for this example. Let's say there is a receptacle on each wall. Let's say four walls, four receptacles, to make this simple. The wire comes from the breaker panel to the first receptacle box. And then it continues on to the second outlet box, and the third, and the fourth. So it's in a series. It's a daisy chain. So if anything happened to the first electrical box where the wires are joined together, it would affect outlets number 2, 3, and 4. Get you with me there, Kathy?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what typically happens, an electrician will strip the wires and put wire nuts on the wires that go downstream from outlet number 1 to outlet number 2, and from outlet number 2 to outlet number 3, and from outlet number 3 to outlet number 4. So the wires are joined with these wire nuts. So you have two copper wires, for example, two black wires, and in my case, a pigtail going to the receptacle. And we typically strip the wires, twist them, put them in a wire nut, twist the wire nut on them, and you have a metal spring inside the wire nut that's a conductor of electricity that helps conduct electricity to those three wires that are all joined under the wire nut. Well, you have two different metals, and there's moisture in the air. And whenever you have two different metals, you have a potential for a galvanic action, which will corrode the wires or oxidize the wires. So I didn't want that to happen. So the only way I can think of to prevent that is to encapsulate the wires that I've joined together in a pool of lead and tin, which is solder. So if I encapsulate it, oxygen can't get to it, moisture can't get to it, and the wires can't oxidize or corrode. So that's why I did that. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I understand. Yep.
Okay. Very good. And by the way, class, when I put wire nuts in a box, I always put them so that the wires face the go toward the bottom of the box, and the top of the wire nut is at the top of the box. So if there ever is any moisture, it doesn't collect under the wire nut. It drips out.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. More flight cancellations today in the USA, most from the carrier Southwest Air to the tune of 2,400 on Thursday. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says he's telling Southwest Air to take care of the people that were left hanging by his airline.
When you're in the situation and the airline is responsible, which is clearly the case right now, then you can get those kinds of vouchers for hotels, restaurants. But what I talked about with the Southwest CEO is that a passenger shouldn't have to request that. They need to be proactively offering that. He pledged that they would.
The city of Jackson, Mississippi continues to struggle with their water infrastructure. Low water pressure throughout the city is the result of a hard freeze that left broken pipes throughout the water system. The city remains under a local state of emergency. The United States will require travelers from China to submit to a negative COVID test beginning January 5th. Lance Pry, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Kathy's with us, and she's interviewing me about what happened with the over and under voltage situation. And I'm weaving a whole bunch of lessons from 5 Minute University into this particular class. And Kathy, I mentioned wire nuts and that I put the top of the wire nut upward and the bottom of the wire nut downward. And the reason for that, class, this is really important. I've never seen anybody else pay this much attention to this. But let's say you have a garage. Let's say you have a barn. Let's say you have a high humidity situation wherever you live. Well, you know that water condenses on a colder surface. So if you have wire nuts and wires inside the electrical box, and air can get in there, there's no question about it, and moisture too. If the wires are cool and moisture's in the air, and there's a change of temperature, you know, like the 67 degrees that we've had over the 67 degree delta that we've had since this bomb superstorm and this afternoon. So we're going in a matter of, let's say, 6 days from minus 7 Fahrenheit to 60 something degrees this afternoon. Those kinds of conditions can cause cool wires to have moisture on them. Well, the bottom line is, if you put the wire nut upside down, like a cup, moisture will travel down the wire and pool in the wire nut, where you have, let's say, some metal that's ferrous, steel, let's say, that's plated in the spring in the wire nut, and the copper, and if water sits there, it will corrode. Ultimately, that connection will fail, it will overheat, and you can have a fire. So always, every chance you get, make sure the wire nut, the top of the wire nut is pointing up, so that if there is any moisture, it won't pool in the wire nut, because gravity will pull the moisture and the droplets of water down. Kathy, any questions about what I just said?
No, it makes a lot of sense, Ben.
But I've never seen a house where the electricians have paid attention to that. Never. They just push the wire nuts in. They find a way. Sometimes they're upside down, you know, so they can collect water. Sometimes they're horizontal. But very rarely will you see all the wire nuts with the top of the wire nuts facing up. Okay. So what I'm trying to delineate, class, is that I was very careful with the wiring. So I know that the wiring is really good in our house. It's perfect. And I've never seen an electrician who has... I've discussed this with many electricians. I've read the code book, the National Electric Code. There have been electricians that say, our house does not meet code because I soldered the wires. The National Electric Code is silent, at least the versions that I've read, to soldering wires. There's nothing that says, don't y'all be soldering these wires. So electricians, people who are professionals, and I'm not talking about Kyle, who is a professional electrician, I'm talking about other electricians, have told me that what I have done does not meet code, which is pure nonsense. It exceeds code. What I've done has exceeds code. So, that being the case, I know that we have very little voltage drop and we don't have connections that are unstable in our house. I know that for a fact because of the way I wired the house. So, what happened was the uninterruptible power system failed. It could not take the overvoltage situation from the grid. Now, I mentioned that 120 volts plus or minus 5% is the standard. So the range is 114 at the low voltage to 126 at the maximum high voltage. 126 is maximum. Electronic equipment and motors are typically designed to handle a 10%, plus or minus 10% variation. But that's it. Well, 132 volts would be 10% higher than 120. Our voltage was 135.7, higher than that. And our whole house UPS couldn't handle it. And it failed. And our refrigerator in the kitchen, which is right next to our freezer in the kitchen. We have a all-refrigerated right next to an all-freezer next to an all-refrigerator. It's like a matching set. So if you look at them, it looks like 34 cubic feet of refrigeration. But it's a 17 cubic foot plain Jane all-freezer and a 17 cubic foot all-refrigerator. So they're not real big. But together, they're pretty big. So what happened was, as you know, if you have a refrigerator and you have a freezer, you open the refrigerator door more often than you open the freezer door, right? We all know that. Well, that means that the compressor is going to cycle more times on, off, on, off in the refrigerator. Now, I'm really conscious of this because they're both side by side in the kitchen, and I can hear them fire up. What happened was, with the overvoltage condition, something caused, it was either a frequency problem or an overvoltage condition that caused this, and I believe it was the overvoltage. And it caused the compressor of the refrigerator, when it shut off, to go bang, 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 bang. Kind of like a compressor in a refrigeration system, freezer or refrigerator, is typically a piston type thing. Just like a single cylinder air-cooled lawnmower engine. It's just like that. Except it doesn't have valves, but it does have a piston, it has a crankshaft and a connecting rod, and an electric motor that drives the system. So think of it, if you were to take a steam engine, a locomotive, and if you look at the driving mechanism for the wheels, the wheels that move the train with a steam engine, that piston, connecting rod, and wheel is exactly the design that's inside your refrigeration compressor. So there's a piston that goes back and forth and compresses the refrigerant. When it shuts off, you know, it's spinning by the electric motor, and when you disconnect the power to it, it continues to spin for just a little bit until friction stops it. But it was going bang, 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 bang. And I know for a fact that if that were to continue, it would destroy the compressor, or the vibration of that would cause the refrigerant lines to crack and leak. So it's a problem. So that's how I knew that we had the damage to the refrigerator. I knew that we had the damage to the uninterruptible power system because it quit working. And I know that we had damage to our network switches because some of the ports on those stopped working. So it wasn't like we had a complete total power equipment damage. It's partial equipment damage. Like the network switches would work on some ports, but not all the ports. There's 16 ports, 24 ports. So some of the ports stop working. The refrigerator compressor works, but it bangs. The UPS would power the equipment when the grid was present, but not. It wouldn't take over and continue powering equipment when the grid was shut down. So we had equipment that's just partially working. Now, when we get to the point where we put the claim in, you know, the insurance company for the utility company may say, well, it's only partially busted. And that would be like having a car with three wheels. You know, all the wheels are good except for that one that's busted. But you can't drive the car with it. So the bottom line is the overvoltage condition, which I measured with a very simple device. And you all know what it is. It's a kilowatt meter. It's kill, K-I-L-L-A-watt. And it has a display on it, and I plugged it into the receptacle on 135.7 volts. So I tried other receptacles throughout the house, same voltage. Tried it in the garage, same voltage. It's not us. It wasn't our solar system, which was in bypass mode. I literally flipped breakers so that the solar system was not powering the house at that time. Because we had so little sunlight, we could only top off the batteries, we're generating 20 cents worth of electricity a day, and we should be able to generate, let's say, $5 worth a day. So, you put all that together, that's how I knew that we had this problem. And I immediately called the utility company, and they said they'll send a crew out, and they sent two trucks, and they measured the voltage at the meter, and they said, yep, you're right, 135.7 volts. Out of spec. Now, they said, yeah, you know, they checked the substation, and it's everybody. Everybody. It's not just the Finellis. It's everybody that was at that substation. And they said, but we didn't do it. It's really from the company that provides electricity to our local cooperative electric company. Because our cooperative electric company is just a distribution company. They have the power poles, they have the transformers, and they've got the wires. But they don't generate the electricity. They buy the electricity and resell it. So the company that generates the electricity or sells it to our utility company, They said, yeah, you know, we had a problem. So this is way bigger than just our little village. This is like an area-wide problem. But I have a feeling that because of the solar activity, because of the rapid cool-downs and heat-ups of the weather, and because of sabotage, people shooting at transformers like in the West Coast and in the Carolinas, these things can happen. But I think it was all from the power company that fed our utility company with an overvoltage condition. But how many people would know that? How many people would have a method of testing the voltage or even think about the voltage? So, Kathy, here's the question. Is it conceivable that someone else's refrigerator would fail, or a television would burn up, and the spouse would say to the other spouse, "Well, honey, I can't believe it. I've only had that thing a few years, and it just blew up. So let's go shopping and get a new one." How many people would just say that rather than try to determine what the real problem is? Kathy, your thoughts?
Vince, honestly, until you start talking about it, I wouldn't have thought that either. I would have thought maybe sometimes, you know, how you get the surge or the spike, that would have done it. But the overvoltage, I don't think most people would. And Vince, why did the electric company not, isn't there any way they could have controlled that or fixed that, or why did they not know about it?
Well, they did know about it. They did know about it. But they didn't send an all points bulletin to say, heads up, you know, shut off your electric motors and shut off your sensitive electric devices. They just worked on it, and ultimately, over a period of a couple hours, they got it down from 135 volts to within the normal range of, typically, we're at about 123.7. That's where we are at our house. And that's within the 5%. That's within the plus or minus 5%. So, typically, I leave one of these kill a watt meters, and you can buy it on eBay, Class. I leave it plugged into the kitchen, and I look at it all the time. I do, because I'm curious and I want to know. I want to know what happened, why things happened, and we can flesh this out with much more detail. And I have a plan, and I'll share that with you, exactly what I did and what you can do to fix this.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, class, this is I'm trying to explain this so you can all understand that this is probably a way bigger problem than many people believe. So your equipment is designed to work at a specific frequency, 60 cycles, alternating current in the United States, and 120 volts for your regular wall outlets. Well, if you have a spike, and a spike is like transient, real fast, high voltage real fast, well, a surge protector can handle that. But a surge protector cannot and is not designed to handle this situation of overvoltage that I'm talking about. Persistent, continuous overvoltage. Can't handle it. So I have a surge protector in my hand from the company I believe is one of the best in the world. There are two I really like. And one of them is called American Power Conversion. They use the letters APC. And I've talked to their engineers, even recently, even within the last 10 days. And a surge is too much voltage. A spike is transient, real fast, in the thousandths of a second. And a little surge protector that you plug into the wall that may be inside a power strip or it may be a surge protection device that you plug in, and it has not just two outlets, it might take the two outlets you have on your wall receptacle, and it might make it three, four, five, or six. But there's also some electronics in there that filter out some noise, some high frequencies. There might be some chokes. There might be some capacitors. There might be some metal oxide varistors. And they all play a part, and together they are a fairly good solution for the transient problem, the real short spikes. But if you think about it, if you use logic and you say, yeah, I saw that tree was hit by lightning, and lightning split that tree in half, if lightning can split a tree in half, and that would be a spike, a real high voltage spike, and your surge protector would attempt to attenuate that and send the extra voltage to the ground. That would be the center conductor of your receptacle, which is connected through your household wiring to your circuit breaker panel, which is connected to a heavy copper wire, which is connected to a ground rod pounded into the ground outside your home. Those ground rods are about eight feet long. They're pounded into the ground. And the idea is if there's extra voltage or something shorts, that short circuit will go to the ground rather than electrocute you. Or if there's lightning or a spike, it gets sent to the ground by the surge protectors. But the surge protectors only start limiting or attenuating the extra voltage at above 330 volts. So your outlet's running at 120, plus or minus 5%, and your surge protector, the best ones in the world, like the one I have in my hand by American Power Conversion, starts attenuating at 330 volts. That's almost three times the normal current that you're using. That cannot stop the overvoltage condition that we saw from the grid at 135.7 volts. And the surge protector that you plug into the wall, into your outlets, it can't handle a massive amount of current. It can handle a high voltage for a really short time, and that's it. So, even if you have the world's best surge protection, which we do here at our farm, it won't solve the problem. Kathy, any questions so far about that?
No, I understand, Vince. Nope.
Okay. All right. So then the next point is, where do these surges come in? So if you think about it, if you look at an electrical outlet, you have what's called the line, which would be the black wire. Then you have the neutral, which would be the white wire. And then you have the ground. Now, literally, a surge can come in on the white wire or the black wire, the line or the neutral. So when you buy a surge protector, you want to look at the housing of it, or maybe it's on the box on the outside before you buy it, and you want one that has 330 volts as the best in class protection. It'll stop everything that it can above 330 volts. Some start at 400. That's too much. Some start at 500. That's way too much. Some start at 600. Why would you even have one of those? So a surge can come in on the line, it can come in on the neutral, and it can come in on the ground. So you want your surge protector to have L-N, line to neutral, 330 volts. Line to ground, 330 volts. That's L-G. And line, neutral to ground, 330 volts. You want all three lines of your receptacle protected. So you need to have three metal oxide barristers at least. We'll be right back.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need. You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.